that you love me so bad. Love, your gift of grace cannot be bought with silver or with gold. I am so grateful that you love me so much. I did not know, Lord, that you love me so much. I did not know, Lord, that you love me so much. Lord, your gift of grace cannot be bought with silver or with gold. I am so grateful that you love me so much. I am so grateful for your love for me. I am so grateful for your love for me. Lord, my life has hope because I know your love for me is real. I am so grateful for your love for me. Thank you, Master, for your love. Breathe upon your people today. Let your love be real, afresh. Thank you for all you did for us at the conference. We take not them for granted. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. That you love me so much. I welcome everyone here today. And we are grateful to God for the privilege of relationship with Him, for the honor He bestowed upon us to lavishly offer us His presence during the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference. His power, His word, miracles, signs, wonders that abounded, and we are eternally grateful to Him. This morning, we want to see the connection between our praise and our possession. The theme was possessing your possession. Is there any link between our praise and our possession? 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Praise is an open door to a world of possession, both in this life and in the life to come. Our praise ushers us into our possession. I'll give you a couple of examples. In the book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. Judah means praise. Whenever praise goes up, lands are delivered. Judah shall go up. Praise shall go up. For I have delivered the land into his hand. Your possession is at the mercy of your praise. Example number one said that God delivered the land into the hand of Israel by the power of praise. Is there something around you you want God to deliver into your hands? It can be delivered by your praise. Is there something God has promised to do that appears to be delaying? It can be delivered by your praise. Example number two, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 23. Jehoshaphat and the army of Judah got surprise possession by praise. For the children of Ammon, okay, let's start from verse 22. When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. That is a part. And Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness. They looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. Verse 25. And then when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. You can take possession of your possession, even in the midst of war, by the power of praise. You can possess your possession, even in the midst of battle, by the power of praise. Hear this. Praise is a weapon that can turn the battlefield into a harvest field. It can turn the battlefield to a harvest field. It can make you step out of the battle better than before you stepped in. If the devil cannot stop your praise, he cannot hold your goods. Very, very important. Question is, what is praise all about? First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 said, he has called us to show forth the praises. I said earlier on, praise is not just what to sing. Praise is something to show, something to display, something to demonstrate.
I gave four things in the first service. We may not go into that now. But what is praise all about? Number one, it is about the show of sacrifice. In time, in resources, in talent, to honor the Creator. It is about the show of sacrifice. With time, with resources, with our talents, etc., to honor the Creator. We used to sing in those days, we bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, as we offer up to him the sacrifices of praise. In Psalm 54, verse 6 to 7, he said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. You show, you deliver, you release sacrifice in your time. The only person that can make demands of your unlimited time is God. Unlimited resources is God. And your talent is there for his use. What is praise all about? Number one. Number two, it is about the declaration of the goodness of your God. In thanksgivings and testimonies, it's about the declaration of the goodness of your God. In thanksgivings, in testimonies. So it's beyond just singing now. In Psalm 105, verse 1 and 2, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms to him and talk about his wondrous works. It is about the declaration of the goodness of your God. What is it all about? Number three, it is about living in his purpose and plan for your life. Living in his purpose and plan for your life. Living to fulfill purpose and maximize destiny. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. That he died for us, that we should henceforth not live to ourselves, but for him who died. The greatest praise you can bring to God is living for the purpose why you were born. Is fulfilling the reason why he created you. Is living to maximize your potentials. Is living excellently. And what is praise all about? Number four, it is about bringing others to the saving knowledge of the Lord. through our lifestyle and action steps, bringing others to the knowledge of the Creator, the knowledge of the Lord, through our lifestyle and action steps. Matthew chapter 5 verse 15 and 16. You are the light of the world. This city set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light unto all them that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Saint Augustine said, preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. Always preach the gospel. But when necessary, add words to your preaching. The meaning is, let your life be a mobile message. Let somebody be able to ask you questions about your relationship with God. You know, many of us, they ask us about our clothes. Oh, I like your suit. Oh, I like your hairstyle. Oh, I like your shoe. Oh, I like the smell of your perfume. If all that people like about you, you are living a carnal, earthly life. If that is all they like, it is good for them to like that. But it's important for them to also say, I like the spirit you carry. I like the atmosphere I feel around you. I like your humility. I like your character. There is something about you that makes me feel you pray a lot. Can you tell me the secret of your prayer life? There is something about you that makes me feel you study the Bible a lot. If everything people like about you is earthly, natural, carnal, it means you are living just a low-level, mundane life. It is about sacrifice. It is about the declaration of His goodness. It's about living in His plan and about bringing others to the Lord. What is my counsel? It is constant. Determined to live for God. In time, so you can live with Him in eternity. Nobody can mistakenly end with God who is not known with God on earth. Determined to live for God. The truth is, who you live for on earth determines who you will live with in eternity. If you lived for God on earth, you will live with Him in eternity. If you lived for Satan on earth, you will live with Satan in eternity. If you lived for your flesh, yourself on earth, you will live with the one who is the father of every flesh, that is Satan, in eternity. Determined to live for God in time, so you can live with Him in eternity. Secondly, determined to direct your lifetime, energy and resources into that which will produce dividends for both time and eternity. Put your life, put your time, put your resources in that direction that will produce you dividends, harvest in this world, and dividends in the world to come. Somebody sits at an alcoholic joint for 3 hours. That's investment unto disaster. Somebody is watching bad things on the internet for 5 hours. Investment unto disaster. The other day I saw a man blowing his life away with a cigarette on the street. And the thought that occurred to me is, how can somebody use his money to send himself to hell? The money you worked for, you used it first to kill your body. And then second, to take yourself to hell. That is, you are sponsoring your own disaster. That was the thought that came to my mind. They didn't give, no cigarette seller gives anybody a cigarette free of charge. He used the money, he uses money to buy liver cirrhosis, fatty liver, by alcohol, and then premature death. Let's spend our time, our resources, in that direction. That will bring dividends. Number four, three, don't do tomorrow what you can do for the Lord today, because that only brings regrets. Don't do tomorrow what you can do for the Lord today. That brings regrets. You know, destiny is time sensitive. Purpose is time sensitive. Divine agenda is also time sensitive. Do you know, no matter how interested you are, you can't join the army at the age of 50. The time has passed. Let your child join. I will serve God when I have my degree. Don't be too sure of tomorrow, especially if you are not in the will of God. Especially if you are not doing the perfect plan of God. Don't be too sure of the next day. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 to 2. This is what he said. We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now, not tomorrow, is the day of salvation. Somebody say God called him into ministry, and for the last 30, 40 years he has been preparing for that call that should have been 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And when he now comes and says, God, I'm ready. God say, you are ready too late. You can waste your own time, but I can't waste my own time. I found somebody in your place. Catherine Kuhlman said she always felt that she was doing an assignment that belonged to a man. She always felt it. That there was a man that God called who refused the call. And God placed the mantle on her. She always felt it, always knew it. Knew it by the Spirit. Don't do tomorrow what you can do for the Lord today. Number four, let all who know you know your value for your Creator. All who know you, let them know your value for your Maker. Because the value you give God is the value the people who know you will give your God. Let all who know you know your value for your Creator. There are those that business can easily take out of church. A friend can easily suggest another agenda outside of God. Appointment with God suggested. But once you are like Daniel, everybody will know what you value. Finally, let the presence of God be your greatest addiction and attraction in life. What is it that moves you the most? The presence of a man, the presence of a woman, a car, a house. Do you know there are people whose energy just comes alive when a particular movie is on the television? But they lack such energy towards God. You know, everybody you see who sleeps in church, who is just docile and moping, who is looking at time to know when the church will be over. There is something they do that they don't look at time. There's something they do, they don't look at time. Depending on what is their passion. When they sit in this hairdressing salon for 6 hours, they don't look at time. Because they know they are sentenced to 6 hours incarceration in that place. They don't look at any time. When they are watching Arsenal and Chelsea or Manchester United or this and that, if the game continues for 7 hours, there's no looking at time. And those things we do, we don't look at time, becomes our judgment before God. He said, when was the last time you gave me 1 hour uninterrupted? Yet you can give your popular Nollywood movie or Hollywood movie the first part 1, 3 hours. Part 2, 3 hours. At 3, 3 hours. 9 hours, log all. And you didn't check time. Fading away like the stars of the morning. All those movies will fade. All those things will fade. Thus shall we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered by what we have done. What a waste of life it will be to end in hell after going to church with those who didn't go at all. It will never be our portion. Amen. If there is another attraction, ask God to touch your heart and change everything in your heart that does not make Him your life's priority. Change everything in your heart that does not make God your priority. Am I communicating at all? Your attraction, your attention, let it be God's presence. Every other thing can waste your life. Human presence is very demanding. The number of human beings that can add something positive to you, they are not many. Am I communicating? Can I show you an example? Stand up on your feet. Let me show you an example. You know, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus was there. His disciples were there. There were a group of people there called the servants. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. And then there was the multitude. The multitude drank up the wine. And then they say, there was no wine. And there was complaint. And the multitude did not care that there was no wine. They were only there to drink something. And to complain if something did not go right. But there was this woman, Mary, who came to the Jesus to make demands. They don't have wine. She was concerned. Jesus said, what have I to do with wine here? He said, no, you can do something. Then Jesus ordered the servants who fetched the water, and the wine came. So there are two groups of people. The mother of Jesus, Jesus, and the servants who poured water. They are on one side. The mother of Jesus, Jesus, two of them, and then the servants. Maybe they may not be up to 10 or 15 at the most. Then the multitudes on the other side. The mother of Jesus, Jesus, and the servants who brought the water were the people who came there to see what they can offer. The rest of the people came there to see what they can take. And these are the two groups of people in your life. Those who have what to offer and those who came for what they can take. And those who want to take something are more than those who have what to offer. They are always in excess. Those who have nothing to offer your life. Right?
who are the first to complain about you, complain about your this or that, who are the first to get agitated at your progress, agitated at your success, get angry that you are about to get married and they are not yet married, or get angry that you got promoted.
They are the majority of people. And the worst thing is, these are the people we spend our time with.
At the expense of our maker, Jehovah, who can change our lives, at the expense of quality people.
Most constant thing about most men, most people, is change. There are many you thought you know today, but you don't really know them. That is why you must be pushed into God.
Love liberally. Trust carefully. And the only one worthy of 100% trust is Jehovah El Shaddai. That is the one to donate yourself to. To hand over your life to. And you can be sure that he won't mismanage you. He won't mismanage your future. He won't use what you told him against you.
He won't use it against you.
He won't use it with him. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With human beings, you are ashamed even when you are not naked. They will make sure they shame you without nakedness.
With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fears. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why my great physician.
Emphasize your relationship with God. Emphasize your commitment to God. Emphasize your surrender to God. Emphasize it. It will authenticate your worship. It will authenticate your praise. And it will give you access to what others are struggling for. Lift up your two hands. We'll take the song. I have found the place.
I have found the place
where I can pour my heart.
I have found a place. I have found a place
where I can be myself.
A place where
I can have
no secrets to hide. A place where
I am still safe after reward.
I have found a place. I have found
a place.
Where I can pour my heart.
I have found a place.
I have found a place.
Where I can
be myself.
A place where I can hide.
A place where I can
have
no secret to hide.
A place where.
A friend that
That is why. I have found a place.
I have found a place where I can find true love.
I have found a place. I have found a place
where I can be with you.
A place where,
a place where my mistakes don't become my own.
A place where, a place where.
Not just
I have found a place.
I have found a place
where I can find true love. I have found a place.
I have found a place
where I can be all you. A place where,
a place where my mistakes don't
become mine. Yeah. A place where,
a place where
I am. That is why.
is why.
That is why you will remember my praise. Be in the
shade. Lift up your hands everywhere you are.
And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and I'm not free.
Father, we give you the praise. Everywhere you are today, you want to make your ways right with Jesus, to be forgiven of your sins, to make today a new day for you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward, and let's receive you.
I can trust God is love and my refusion. Sing with your Lord.
I'll give you the count of seven. Quickly come with your Bibles, your bags, and everything you have come with the Lord for. To the church and step forward. One. Two.
Oh, for
two. Three.
That is why.
Four. Take your seat, people. I pray for everyone in this house the grace to live for God, to do His will, be released upon you. In Jesus' name. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to hand over my life to you. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. I receive the grace to live for you forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you all today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken today in your life in the name of Jesus. I decree, I declare help from above, mercy from above, grace to live for God, and I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless you, and the Lord encourage you to do His will in Jesus' name. Our counselors are right here. They will go with you to where they will talk with you briefly, letting you know what you need to do to be established in God. As you do so, God bless you in Jesus' precious name.
I live for Jesus day after day. I live for